Blog Talk Radio.
Rocking out.
It's another day in food paradise. Tonight, we welcome Carrie Ellison, alias Paco of West Virginia, to our regular lineup of goofy commentators, and he brings with him news from the Dairy Winkle and the Mountain State, where roadkill is a featured part of homespun cuisine. Dude, that gives us three mountaineers to go along with our pathological panel, so that's something. Next week, programming note, we go from 30 minutes of mayhem to a full hour, which means that our listeners in Pennsylvania who pretend that he's pleasuring himself in the bathroom, when in reality he's listening to us, he has 30 extra minutes to hide from his loved ones. And we're going to get quirkier with our guests and our lunacy, so that means we urge you to grab a seatbelt, text us crazy stuff, and come along for the train wreck that we call Eat Me. So, as we begin every show, may God have mercy on our souls. You're listening to Thursday Night's Eat Me on Mancini Media, and I'm John Guy.
And I'm Peg Palmer from Florida.
And I'm Paco from West Virginia.
And right now, we're going to just open up with the three of us. We're waiting for Captain Jet here. God only knows what he's in training camp. I don't know. And Billy North may be joining us. Eli is going to be absent tonight, but he will be back next week. I guarantee it. And like I said,
I drank that one night.
Yeah, we're gonna go. Starting next week, when we go an hour, we're actually going to get crazier than we have been. I talked, Peggy. You'll like this. It's up. It's right there by you. I called a nudist camp today, and I wanted to know if somebody from the nudist camp would actually be on the show next week and talk to us about how you cook bacon if you're naked. And they declined.
Better than you do chicken livers.
I suppose, but they declined all the way around. So I'm going to be calling a quirky diner and trying to get the owner or the chef from there. It's an 8-seat diner in Bisbee, Arizona, that is in, well, it's in a trailer park that has yachts. Now, there's no water in Bisbee, Arizona. So you can actually rent a yacht and spend the night on it and eat at Dot's Diner, which only has 8 swivel little seats. Just like the old days. Oh, and by the way, they're all situated right next to a cemetery. So I'm figuring that's going to be, that'll end up being fun. And our producer, Mark Mancini, he wants us to do some sports every once in a while. So next week we're going to do some sports. But it's going to be the eat me kind of sports. I've got a choice. I can either go with a pitcher who pitches on crutches and is the last official owner of the Indianapolis Clowns barnstorming Negro League baseball team, or, wait for it, I can go with a outfielder from the St. Paul Saints who played next to Darryl Strawberry. And he played in the outfield, and he has no legs.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
Why not? So he was defeated then, right?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just threw that pun out there. Holy smokes.
He was defeated. Well,
yeah,
if you don't have a sports show, why was hot dog eating contest not included? I don't understand that.
I don't either.
If you're gonna have a sports show, hot dog eating contest, there's world champions. This is a big deal.
It is. And Ray, if Ray had joined us, bless his heart, Ray can tell you all about the hot dog eating contests there out in New York. Now, we did talk about the world's most expensive hamburger at a ballpark, and that's down in Atlanta. And correct me if I'm wrong, listeners, but isn't that hamburger like $105?
Did that include a beer?
No. No, that's just for the burger, $105. See, Paco, when you reopen the Dairy Winkle, you've got to start being competitive with your prices here. And I'm thinking a fried bologna sandwich, that could be worth $70. Who knows?
If I were in a...
By the way, guys, we've got 105 listeners. Joey from Bucks County, Pennsylvania says, is Paco's last name Raban after cologne? And Dave from Bellingham, Washington says, I heard on another show Bill North had his car stolen off the freeway. Must have been a jalopy. That's why he's out here tonight. He's circling the freeway. Don't hit him. And Ralph,
that could be.
Says, the circus is on tonight. So 105 listeners, guys.
The circus is indeed on. And We're going to be doing this a little differently starting next week. We're going for the ratings. We're going for the numbers. We're going to bring in the baddest, craziest people that we can possibly find when it comes to food and life in general. There was a story in the paper today here in Phoenix, and the football coach, you'll like this, Paco, the football coach at Wickenburg High School, which is right outside of Phoenix, he's a football coach. He was born with no arms or no legs. Now, that raises a lot of questions, obviously, in my mind. And it would be interesting to find out just what he grew up eating with no arms and no legs. I mean, he's a football coach, and I that's just absolutely amazing. But Dave Stevens, if you've never seen him on YouTube, look him up. Dave Stevens, playing ball. He got the nickname Stud from Darryl Strawberry. He played right next to Darryl in the outfield for the St. Paul Saints. And he runs on basically two stumps and his hands.
Oh, gosh. He's a remarkable guy. Wow.
Well, he went to college, and he played three sports all 4 years in college. He tried out for the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's a picture of him on YouTube with him. He was a defensive lineman. He's 3'2". And you got to ask yourself, in football, you got to go low. You got to go lower than the guy that you are up against in order to have leverage. How low do you have to go with a guy who has no legs?
I think it would be how high do you have to go? Because that guy's at the top of his game. How high do you have to go to beat him?
And, you know, he tried out for the Cowboys. He's played on at Lambeau Field, home of the Green Bay Packers. I mean, this is a remarkable guy. Now, in his spare time, Dave Stevens has won, I believe it's 20 Emmys. So he's not a one-dimensional person here. He's worked for ESPN, and he's won all those Emmys.
Wow.
And that's, I mean, I don't even know what, he's led my dream life is what he's done. I'm jealous to be able to do in sports what he was able to do. Now, Dave Clark, on the other hand, he not only pitches while on crutches, but he was one of the leading pitchers in Sweden in professional baseball on crutches.
My and hat goes off to him. He's an incredible human being, and he is a world above the rest of us, a world above us.
He is. They both are, and we're going to have one of them next week for sure, and God only knows, I want to find a nudist camp that will actually talk to us.
Dalen from Chelmsford, Massachusetts, just came back from a Red Sox game. They lost to Baltimore. Now he's listening to us, and he asked if we could bring the nude beach to his hometown. I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen. Sorry to interrupt this weird stuff.
We can do that, Peggy, but here's the deal. Up in Boston, you go to a nude beach in Boston right about now. I don't think you can play ring toss with the donuts. I just don't think that'll work.
I don't think that either.
I think the law of nature and physics will work against you. And you're talking to someone here, Paco. You're talking to someone that's actually been to a nudist camp. I've been to two of them, actually.
I've been to Avalon. It's in West Virginia.
Really?
Yes, sir. I've been to Avalon.
Now, where's that located west by God?
It's up in the eastern panhandle, up near Martinsburg, as I recall.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to picture you walking naked around Harper's Ferry. I can't do it,
it wasn't quite that far, but it's Avalon. It's Avalon News Camp. Look it up. It's there, Avalon.
I'll be doggone.
I guess it's still there. This has been quite some time.
Now, did you take guests with you?
I did not. I went by myself on my Harley.
And did you eat anything while you were at that camp?
I don't remember her name, but no, I did not.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we went that low, just like that. And the train just came off the tracks. Holy smokes. No, I was going to just ask where you keep your wallet. I don't remember where I kept mine, but, you know, it's not like you can buy a whole bunch at the snack bar with a wallet at a nudist camp, I'm thinking. maybe our listeners can chime in here and help us out on nudist camp etiquette when it comes to food.
What do you pack when you go to visit a nudist camp? What do you have in your suitcase? Anything? Nothing? A candy bar?
What? I don't know. And boy, I'm telling you, I don't know that this carrying of a suitcase that kind of dims my erotic fantasies. But what the hell? How's the Dairywinkle coming along, Paco?
The Dairywinkle is doing well, John. Tomorrow we are pouring concrete in the floor on the new plumbing that we just installed in the floor all week long. We're putting concrete in tomorrow, and the next day we're going to be putting walls on top of that concrete, and it's going very well. We're moving right along. We're advancing well.
Are you going to be adding anything to the menu there?
We're going to add biscuits and sausage. We're going to open for breakfast.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
So I want West Virginia to know that there's more to breakfast than Cougars.
Well, that's true, but I decided a long time ago, Paco, I decided that when I die, I want to have my wake at Tudor's.
Why is that, John?
Well, that is, in my mind, that is the greatest chain restaurant. Now, you're not a chain restaurant. You're different.
I am. But I'm a chain. It's just one link.
Well, it's just small. It's a small little chain there, Paco. Small. But Tudor's, oh, my God. And the fact that you eat breakfast and lunch at Tudor's, and then Tudor's stops being Tudor's. I always found that fast. It turns into a spaghetti joint, usually.
Well, each Tudor's is located adjacent to a Geno's, which is
that's right
pizza and yeah, so you do
Tudor's and breakfast, Tudor's at lunch, Geno's for supper,
and pizza for the ball game.
Pizza,
yeah.
And spaghetti, and this is why West Virginia is one of the unhealthiest of all states. I mean, I loved the time that I lived in West by God, simply because the food was so bad for you and tasted just so damn good.
You know what the doctor told me, John?
What?
If it's good, it's bad for you. If it's bad, it's good for you.
Yeah.
No exception to the rule.
My late mother used to say, you've got to die of something. And I figure, okay, that's true. We all have to die of something. I want to die in a Tudor's biscuit world and probably in Danville, West Virginia. That's the one I used to eat at all the time.
There's one there.
Yeah.
There's one less than a half a mile from the Dairywinkle.
So that's your competition, huh?
I won't call them that. There, we feed the same people.
Yeah.
We feed the same people. I may feed some of theirs when I open for breakfast. So.
Yeah, it's you got to do something also a little bit out of the ordinary, I think. Are you going to
nude.
Put coleslaw?
I'm going to serve my biscuits nude.
Oh, there you go.
If Peggy will come in and help me serve the first biscuit.
Ooh.
It's
I thought you guys were talking about Tooters at first, not Tooters.
Yeah, Peggy's never eaten in West Virginia. She has never experienced the wonderful cuisine that the Mountain State has.
Well,
looking forward to it. How did the Derrywinkle get its name?
Bought a building that had been owned by Bowinkle, which was a small chain that was 32 stores strong at one time, I was told, and as far as franchises go. And then it has long since demised and is no longer exists. Well, I bought one of their buildings, and as I researched names that I could do, that I could use, there were ice cream, hot dog friendly. I tried every name, and I'd Google a name. One of them was Scoopy Doo's because it was ice cream place, and it came back out west as a pet waste retrieval company. So I shut that one down. I was
no.
My wife wasn't thrilled about me opening the place, so I was going to name it after her and call it Naggers. Since she nags on me all the time, why are we going to do this? I want to call it Naggers. My buddy said that's not a good idea. I had a dog when I was a kid named Mickey, and I was going to call it Mickey D's, and that got shot down. And my wife's name is Jenny, and my daughter is married to a Barry, and I was going to call it Jen and Barry's. That got shot down, so I went with Derrywinkle. And everybody says, what is a Derrywinkle? Well, I figured everybody was still going to call it Bowinkles, so at least I'd have part of the name in there. And they call it Paco's Place. So there you have it.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
We're up to
13
listeners now.
How many?
So
13 listeners? Man, well, 13 whole listeners.
Wow.
13 whole listeners. Wow.
Well, that train is filling up fast, isn't it? we have any comments there, Miss Peggy?
No, we don't have any more comments, so people better start calling in and giving us some more.
What happened to Pennsylvania? I thought we could always count on Pennsylvania for comments.
Yeah.
They miss Bill and Eli, don't they?
They do. That's what it is.
I can understand that. Yeah.
He better have a signed excuse when he comes back next week. That's all I'm saying.
A doctor's slip. Yes, he will.
A doctor's note. That's right. I expect a doctor's note. You betcha. So, what is your number one seller at the Derrywinkle? Is it the hot dogs?
Number one seller is a hot dog, hands down. Number two would be an English dog.
Okay.
And French fries are going to be right there among them because anybody who orders each gets the French fries. So those are my top three sellers. And I have what I claim to be, and this is pretty much undisputed, the world's best French fry. My French fries, most fries, when they leave the heat, they lose their crispness and their they become limpy and wimpy and they're not their integrity changes immensely. I use a coated fry. It does not. So I'm gonna put my fries against anybody's, and anybody that's had one of my fries, well, most likely agree with me because Yeah, I've had the same fry for 12 years, and it's
yeah.
So those are my top three sellers, and that's not bringing ice cream into the game because that's a different. But I'm cones, sundaes, and splits would be next in line on those things.
Well, you've got a whole bunch of different milkshake flavors too, don't you?
Over 100.
Wow. So
over
what are the best?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the most unique flavor for a milkshake you got?
I don't know what unique would be, but the most popular would be Oreo or peanut butter or peanut butter and chocolate, which we refer to as the Reese's Cup since they invented peanut butter and chocolate. Remember when the collision, when the peanut butter person ran into the chocolate person on the sidewalk and they said, "You got chocolate in my peanut butter." "No, you got peanut butter in my chocolate." "Oh, this is delicious."
I remember that, yeah.
I remember that commercial. Yeah, commercials. I'm a big commercial person. I love commercials. They don't
do you
have
now.
Near the clever commercials they once did.
No, they don't. They don't have
my baloney has a first name. My baloney has a second name. Yeah, they don't have that stuff anymore.
No, they don't. And yet, anyone over the age of 60, and outside of Peggy, that would include both you and me, we remember those jingles, damn it.
I remember
them all. To this day, all those years later, we still remember the jingles. I was reading somewhere about the guy who invented the pop tops on soda cans.
Yeah,
and he gets a fraction of every soda sold that has one of his pop tops.
Really?
Can you imagine how much money he has made over the years?
Wow.
Do you remember when the pop top had the tab and you pulled the whole thing off and then
yep.
the hippies would fold it over, around the ring of the other one and they made chains for their doorways? Remember that?
Yeah,
I do.
Remember they made bubblegum chains, too, with the bubblegum wrappers?
The chewing gum wrappers, absolutely.
That's right.
We have 2 minutes left, John, just a heads up.
2 minutes? And how many listeners do we have?
235. Come on, guys. You got to be calling
us. Wow.
Tell your friends about how much fun this is.
Yeah.
Well,
I wonder whatever happened to the guy who locked himself in the bathroom, huh?
I don't know.
He's still there.
That's a Pennsylvania guy. Now, we all know that we all love Pennsylvania, except if you're from West Virginia, you hate Pittsburgh, right?
Oh, I couldn't say that. No, I do not.
Okay. All right.
Not being a big sports fan. No, I don't have a inclination one way or another on sports. But no, I like Pittsburgh because I flew there one time in a private plane, and I liked it because you could see the three rivers coming into it. You knew you were in Pittsburgh.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well.
We got one more caller. Please hear Robin from Warren, Ohio says, "Sounds like a Hooters show. Is Taco the doorman? Ha ha." So.
Well, I'll tell you. We got to wrap it up. And I want to thank both of our listeners and remind you that next week we started at the top of the hour. But we go for a full hour. We'll have Eli back. We'll have Captain Jet back. It'll be mayhem, so you don't want to miss it. Next Thursday night, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern. Join us for sure. Peggy, you got any last comments? Paco?
I hope I'm invited next week, and I just want to say to everybody what I tell them every day, eat me.
There you go.
Thanks
for listening, everybody. We'll see you next Thursday night. You have a good week now.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Peggy.
We'll
Thank
see you,
Paco.
Next week, Paco.
Yep.